Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. And it shall believe on.
And it shall be a good man. And it shall be. That's Sir Elton bringing us back. And tradition with the family plan. That's Leave On. That's his original chart-topping song from the Wayback Machine. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. My book, my last book, The Third Ingredient, you can find it at thethirdingredient.com. Rachel Gillette is here. She's the charge of leadership development at the Studer Community Institute with our good buddy Quint Studer, longtime Brain Trust member. Rachel, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the workplace of 2021. You were talking earlier in the previous segment about how, you know, a lot of the things that rolled out of 2020 that were imposed on us, you know, a whole lot of things, not just the workplace, but technology and the way we buy and sell and consume things and live our lives. A lot of things that happened in 2020 weren't necessarily things that were wrong. It just accelerated things we were already going to do over the next 5 years. It accelerated them into the here and now. And one of the things, though, that is something that's taking a hit, I think, is corporate culture. In the remote environment, remote working environment, I think management, leadership, is going to have to focus on not just getting the performance out of the team when they're working remote. But corporate culture, especially for small business, corporate culture in a small business, that's your special sauce that customers like. And if you're working remotely, how do you extend that? How do you maintain it with older employees, people who have been with you for a while? How do you instill it in new people? What do you think, Rachel?
Yeah, so that's the key question. And the answer is it's tough. And you have to have a strategy around it. You have to be very intentional about it. And a key thing is going to be listening to those employees. So having the conversations around what's important to them as an individual. And when we're talking about sort of getting productivity out of people, we're talking about how can we really engage them in our company and what we're doing and give them that sense of ownership. So that they're driving on the business, whatever it is, as if they were an owner. Now, that's easier if you're a small business. It's easier if you have a small team. And it's easier if you have them close to you in the workplace. Right. So that you can keep that going. So, yes, how do we do it if they're remote? Very much having the conversations, doing the listening, what's important to you as an individual. You know, is it flexibility? Is it, you know, is it pay? What is it that?
Well, and there are people who may not like you if you own the company, but they may love the culture of the company and the people around them. And if those people, And if the people around them, if the culture is diluted or doesn't really exist, or it's in another variation of that on that theme, then you could lose those people if you're not paying attention. If you don't recognize, okay, maybe I'm not Mr. Wonderful as an owner, as the founder of the company, but I got some really good people who like each other. I need to nurture that. What do you think?
That's right. Yeah, 100%. That sort of sense. So we talked about the sense of belonging. People do want to work with people who are equally as committed as they are, and who believe in what's happening, and who have that sense of engagement. And there's a lot of things that go on to that. We talk, you know, employee engagement. Of course, you and I have talked about that a lot, and how do we do it? And it's different factors. So, you know, for 2021, it's looking at those skills that people need as a leader, somebody who's going to be managing people, whether you're the small business owner or the CEO or the leader of a team. Very much that sense of listening, of empathy, of emotional intelligence. These aren't things that we've talked a lot about in the workplace, but really important for 2021. And I think, you know, with us doing this kind of remote working, we got into that. We were forced into that, and we kind of got closer to it because we saw, you know, we saw our lives. You don't normally see into somebody's kitchen or their right. living room or dining room, wherever they have their workplace set up. But we were seeing that. So a sense of that empathy with each other, you know, diversity and inclusion, really important. So we're creating diverse workplaces where we're inclusive as a company, listening to everybody's voice.
Another thing, Rachel, is we need to realize that some of the things that we're now doing, we've moved out of the sprint stage. We've moved out of the adrenaline stage. We've moved out of the let's take one for the team stage. And we're moving into some of these things are long term as far as the eye can see. We need to settle into a marathon pace, a pace that allows us to make it. What do you think? Last thoughts.
The tortoise and the hare, right?
Yep.
You know, I think if we're in that ownership or leadership position, we come at this from the point of the hare. You know, let's go as fast as we can, as hard as we can, and keep going, and that'll get, you know, push, that'll get us through it.
Right.
But the reality is when it goes on as long as it has, that's when, you know, it sets in, the strain sets in.
Right.
So,
Rachel, I need the website, please, for Studer.
Yes, studeri.org, studeri.org. Tons of resources, help available for the small business owner. And,
Rachel,
you know,
thank you.
We just want all that
thank you for
survive.
Being here. Thank you for being here. Say hello to Quint. Come back soon. Rachel Gillette, ladies and gentlemen, with Studer Community.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.